Today, we have Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO Bob Koppel joining us back on the phone this morning. Bob, good morning. Welcome back to our regular weekly discussions.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
You know, I wish we didn't have these.
Well, you know, you had said something last week when we were on Thursday morning. Julie and I was like, you know, actually kind of miss talking to you, but not for this reason. You know?
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding.
Would prefer something else.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of truth to that. So I was overlooking the information that we had that came from the county about, you know, there have been three Riley County residents who have passed following testing positive for COVID in the last week. And those numbers are increasing. 104 new positive coronavirus cases, 99 additional recoveries since the last report, which was July 28th. So you know, that's we're seeing the surge, I guess, in some respects. How are things at the hospital right now?
Well, so we actually have 10 positives in the hospital this morning. Six are on our medical unit, one on our OB unit, and then there's three in the ICU. All three of those COVID patients are requiring ventilation to support them. So not a good place to be, obviously.
Obviously.
And this is we've been running in that 9 to 10, 11 range now for probably 10 days.
Okay. I'm looking at the information that I got from the Riley County PIO, Alice Massimi, here yesterday, talking about the number of vaccinations or vaccinated individuals that have received, according to the health department, is it just over 22,000. And that's something that you and health professionals are encouraging people to really move forward and make sure they get those vaccinations.
Well, you know, I think that, again, the data would say that those who are vaccinated certainly are in a better position to deal with COVID. Some people, not if they're once vaccinated, are not having any issues whatsoever. Those who are vaccinated who are getting sick again, reinfected, for the most part, those cases tend to be a lot milder. And so that's one of the reasons, again, to continue, like any vaccine, you want milder responses to something. So that's obviously the push. And, you know, we have a ways to go. Ideally, we would be at a 75, 80% vaccination rate, and we're just over halfway there. So we've got some ground to cover here in Riley County.
You know, we are really about half of the national average. The nation as a whole is at 70%. There are a number of efforts for people to get vaccinations, including Everybody Counts, coming up this Saturday from 9 to 11, and that will be at the Douglas Recreation Complex in the 900 block of Yuma Street. And there are all kinds of opportunities for you to get vaccinations, even through your local pharmacy, if some pharmacies are providing that. And I don't think we can encourage enough people to get out there and get that shot.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of different perspectives, obviously. Mm-hmm. We would, of course, encourage people to look at science. And actually, I just think the data shows the results and the benefit from people getting vaccinated. And we are seeing just some interesting things with when you look at the vaccinated population versus the unvaccinated population with the Delta variant. It's just striking the difference of the impact. And so this definitely is hitting our unvaccinated population much harder. That's because it's a lot more transmissible. And it's just really, I think, again, to your point, we've got to encourage people to go ahead and get vaccinated, get protection for themselves. And it's not just for themselves, it's for their family. It's for the people that they care about that are around them.
How are things in terms of operations at Ascension Via Christi? And I know that you've kind of scaled back visitation opportunities, and of course, you know, you've always had a masking policy. Bring us up to date on protocols at the hospital.
You know, so we still do pre-procedure screening, which is you're getting swabbed a few days before any sort of procedure that requires anesthesia if you fall into this, and we've got some criteria for that, but it's really, again, that's to protect the patients, certainly obviously to protect the care team and the physicians as well, but there's again, I think from early on, we've seen that people who go under anesthesia who have COVID, they tend to have some bad outcomes. So that's why we want to always be looking for that. We do continue to curtail visitation, and that's at one person per patient for that day. And I think, you know, while it's maybe not ideal, that has worked out fairly well, and it's a good way, and it's a good mitigation step. We, of course, as you know, we continue to do masking, wearing PPE. And I think, you know, there's also, we actually had some feedback from some patients who say, well, I see one of your staff who's not wearing a mask. Well, again, like everything else, within certain environment, if there's certain distances and there's separation between people, then actually it's fine for them to take off their mask if they've got that 6-foot distance. And so especially for some of our clerical staff who are behind barriers as well, and that's certainly something that we allow. But again, just lots of emphasis on safety and making sure that we're taking care of people as best we can.
Mm-hmm. Any other concerns that you may have with capacity at the hospital right now?
You know, I think it's like everything else. It all depends on who the patients are that we're caring for. So, for example, we have 4 patients this morning in the ICU. 3 of those are COVID positives. 1 is a non-COVID patient. All 4 patients are on ventilators. And I would say that's just abnormal for Manhattan, Kansas, that 100% of our ICU patients would be on ventilators. So that certainly, I mean, that just takes more resources. Typically in an ICU, you're at a 1 staff person for every 2 patients, or maybe every 3 patients, depending on the condition of the patients. Once people get on ventilators, you move much closer to a 1-to-1 ratio, and it just takes more resources. And so that's some of those kind of abnormalities, I think, are the ones that create some of the capacity constraints that, you know, people always, I think, have in the back of their mind. Hospitals in general across the entire state, we are not an exception, are struggling to have enough sufficient staff for the patient volume that we're seeing. You know, you have your normal patients because people just have healthcare issues, right? And now we're layering on across the state again this additional group of patients with COVID. And so that has really strapped staffing resources here. It has certainly impacted our ability to transfer out any kind of patient over the last now probably month. I guess I think we're on August 3rd today, or 5th, aren't we?
It's the 5th.
Yeah, the 5th. So it's probably been almost a month now that it's been difficult. Many days, used to be might be 1 day a week or something, we'd have difficulty transferring people out because the tertiary or the quaternary facilities were full, kind of, you know, downstream of us, if you will, the medical process. And now it went from 2 to 3 days, then it went to 3 to 4 days, and there's now multiple days a week where it's just difficult. And so patients may just have to wait or be held in a variety of settings before they can actually get to where they need to be. And that's, you know, we'll go back to the original comment. The best way we can do that is reduce some of the need, and we do that by getting people vaccinated.
Well, I don't think we can emphasize that enough. Bob, anything else you'd like to add this morning in our discussions about the local efforts against COVID-19?
You know, I think it's important that we just all are thinking about what we're doing. For me personally, that means wearing a mask when I go out and go places. And certainly, you know, as we're looking at kids going back to school, people maybe needed, you know, to be in certain areas, just think about what makes sense. Be smart about that and try to all of us to contribute to reducing the, you know, so we don't have that 104 new cases every week that we've been seeing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO. Thanks for joining us this morning. Julie Gibbs says she's going to be back next week. And I guess you're going to rotate or, you know, do something.
I can do this. Yep.
That works out well. Appreciate you calling in this morning, and we'll talk to you soon. And appreciate your efforts and all those up at the hospital for their efforts as well. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet.